Hello, Sheila.
I thought you weren't coming.
I had a session with my publisher. It went on rather a long time.
Well, you're here now. That's the main thing. I want you to meet everybody. Friends are over there, and useful contacts are congregating in that corner there. In which direction should I steer you?
You're a wicked woman, Sheila.
I know. Come on, David, let's make a start. I want you to meet a fascinating playwright from Poland.
Well, I think if you don't mind, Sheila, I'd like to just sit here with my whiskey and soda and catch my breath before being taken on the rounds.
You make it sound like a dreary wedding reception in suburbia instead of one of my sparkling literary affairs.
Have I hurt your feelings?
Of course not. I'll give you 5 minutes.
Done. That'll give me plenty of time to fortify myself. Tell me, Sheila.
What, dear?
Who's that over there on the right? No, don't look round straight away. She'll know we're talking about her.
Oh, that's the nicest form of flattery, David.
Well, doesn't it depend on what you're saying?
Of course not. There's nothing worse than being ignored.
You see what I mean?
Oh, her. Oh. She's a young actress.
She's very attractive.
Well, if you fancy her, darling.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't talk like that, Sheila. You make it sound as if you're conducting a slavery sale. What sort of actress is she?
A promiscuous one. Are there any others?
You are a bitch.
I know. That's why so many people come to my parties. They like the outrageous things I say about the people who don't come to my parties. Oh, Melanie's just right. I must talk to her. Did you read her latest book? It's very good. Of course, not as good as yours. 5 minutes, David. Mm. No more, no less.
Hello. My name's Celia Bridges.
Hello, Celia Bridges.
You're David Belcourt, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I've just read your book.
Oh, have you?
Well, no, actually I haven't. I read the first chapter and...
And you couldn't get any further?
I didn't understand it.
Oh.
And I was meant to.
Oh, actually, yes. Sheila tells me you're an actress.
Well, yes.
You're either an actress or you're not. Which is it?
I'm an unsuccessful actress.
Well, then, you're an unsuccessful actress... And I'm an author who cannot make himself understood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not at all. An author is meant to communicate, and if he can't make himself understood, then he's failed.
Do you really believe that?
Yes.
But, well, there are levels of understanding. It's probably my fault, not yours. You here on your own?
Yes.
No wife?
No.
Fiancé? Girlfriend?
I'm a bachelor.
Converted?
You mean confirmed.
Is that what I mean?
I like you, Celia Bridges. You're the best thing Sheila's had at one of her parties for a long, long time.
It's beautiful, David.
You like it?
It's just as I imagined a bachelor flat to be.
Is that good?
Oh, yes. It's tidy, colourful. Oh, I like those prints. Such taste. You're different from the other men I've met.
In what way different? I mean, what signals told you I was different? What made you make a beeline for me?
I didn't make a beeline
well,
for
I'm
you.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
Well, you must have thought it to say.
I'm sorry, really.
The way you're dressed. Sober, neat. Everyone else at the party was gaudy with scarves and bracelets and rings. They oozed instability. You displayed style. Reliability.
Oh, dear. I don't think I like the sound of myself. Very dull.
You're not dull at all. You're a well-balanced person.
What about you?
What about me?
Well, would you describe yourself as a well-balanced person?
I'd like to think I am.
How old are you, Celia?
What do you want to know for?
I'm 42.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, does that shock you? I mean that I'm 42 and I don't have to wear a hearing aid.
No. I was thinking you look much younger.
Well, I think that deserves another drink.
Oh, no. I don't think I should. I drank so much at the party.
Nonsense. Sheila waters it down anyway. Can't possibly have an effect on you.
Oh, well, thank you. One for the road.
Right. Cheers.
Cheers.
So, how old are you?
22, if you must know.
22 and not married?
That's right.
And you like it, not being married?
Not very.
Why?
It's lonely.
Well, that's honest.
It's the truth.
Then you must be 22.
Why do you say that?
Because you've reached the age when you know what loneliness means, and you're not afraid to admit it. What is it?
Have you had many women?
Good God. What a question to ask.
Why?
How long have we known each other?
3 days.
4. Sheila's party was on Saturday, and today is Tuesday.
So?
Well, you don't ask such questions on so short an acquaintance. I'm not sure you ask that question when you've been married 5 years. Well, let's say I've had my share.
Oh, good.
Now, why do you say that?
I thought you would be sexually experienced.
I think I'd cut my throat if I was still a virgin in my age.
I'm glad you've had all those women.
All what women?
The share that you've had.
Oh, yes. Yeah. My share.
You haven't given it up, then? What are you laughing at?
No, I haven't given it up. Oh, I see.
What's the matter?
The questions. The slight suggestion of sarcasm.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, of course you do. Here I am on a lovely day, lying under this royal oak, nodding off to sleep, while lying beside me is you, young, fresh, beautiful, with a low-cut dress yearning for me to make a pass. Right?
Don't be silly, dear.
No, I'm not criticising you, Celia. I'm criticising myself. You're right. I must be getting old.
We've only known each other 3 days.
4. But what does that matter? Today a man knows a girl 4 minutes and he's into bed with her before the clock strikes the half hour.
Unlike them. You're a gentleman.
I'm a man, Celia, and that's what you're reminding me of. I am a man. You ought to see your face. Did you think I was about to rape you? You went as white as a sheet just then.
Could you take me home, please?
What's the matter?
Please. David, I don't like you when you talk like that.
Talk like what?
Let's go back to the car.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
No, it isn't. I've spoilt the entire day for you.
I enjoyed it, really.
I was only joking, you know.
Yes, I know.
You mustn't take everything I say seriously.
I don't.
But you do.
It's just...
Yes?
Well, when it comes to sex, a relationship between two people...
Yes?
I don't happen to think it's right to joke about it. I mean, maybe men think differently about such things. Well, they do, of course. It's easier for them. Their emotions are controlled by sexual prowess.
But just a minute, Celia. You're taking all this much too seriously. You're sitting there analysing me, and you don't know the first thing.
I'm in love with you, David.
What?
I'm in love with you.
After 3 days?
4.
Well, even 4. When?
What do you mean?
Well, when did you reach this conclusion?
When we were having the picnic. A little while ago.
You're 22 and I'm 42.
That's right.
Well, my age is the only thing you know about me.
The same is true of me.
Well, it's come as a bit of a surprise.
Has it?
Yes. Well, not really. I could see we were drifting, but... Well, perhaps that's not the right word. Celia? I'd like to take you away for the weekend. Would you come to Paris with me?
Oh, David, that sounds marvellous.
Well, we'll find a little pension somewhere with lots of character. We'll see the Paris that doesn't belong to the tourist routes. We'll be on our own.
Oh, David. I do love you. I'm so glad we met, aren't you? Hello? Oh, Jenny. No, I can't, I'm afraid. I'm going to Paris. Look, Jenny, I know you're my rich elder sister, and it's nice of you to worry about me, but I'm perfectly all right. I found this man. I met him at a party. No, I'm not saying you'll hear all about it when we're married. He's quite famous. Well, of course he's got pots of money. Of course I don't love him. You don't love Bernard, do you? Oh, Jenny, for God's sake, stop worrying about me. You won't have to treat me like the poor relation much longer.
Must be mad, David. Or has she some attraction which isn't immediately obvious to the onlooker?
I find her attractive.
Do you? Do you really?
Yes.
Well, all I can say, darling, is that you've lowered your standards. A girl like that, I mean, she's unknown for a start.
Well, maybe that's what I find alluring.
Imagine using such hyperbole about such an insignificant creature.
I don't know why I told you.
To make me jealous, of course. We haven't been to bed together for nearly 6 months. Oh, don't worry, David, I get the message. I'm not stupid. But I thought I'd be replaced by something more worthwhile.
You know nothing about her.
It's not serious, is it? I mean, you're not in love with her.
No.
Thank God for that. You've never loved anyone in your life except yourself and your books. I'd hate to think you've changed.
It's just a bit of harmless fun. She thinks she's in love with me, but she isn't. We'll go to Paris for the weekend, spend the entire 48 hours in bed, and come back wiser.
She'll come back
wiser. All right, she'll come back wiser. Won't do any harm.
And you'll come back disappointed.
I will.
Well, of course. A man of your literary standing can't really afford to be found in a sleazy pension in Paris with a nobody, so you'll have to pay her off. It's new style prostitution and very profitable. Now, if you're going to do it with someone famous, someone of your own standing. No one will think anything of it then.
You're a snob.
Isn't everybody? You mark my words, David. I bet she's laying a trap for you in Paris. There's ever been.
As long as you enjoy it.
As long as we both enjoy it.
All right, as long as we both enjoy it.
Have you booked a suite of rooms in a big international hotel?
No.
No?
No.
You haven't booked a hotel room?
No. Well, don't you remember? I said I'd find a little pension off the beaten track.
Yes. Yes, but I thought you were joking.
No, I was serious.
I see. I thought we'd have all the trimmings.
I didn't think that meant anything to our relationship.
Well, of course that's true. It's just that I've never been in a big hotel before, not a really big hotel.
Oh, you'll go to a big hotel one day, when you're a big star.
Oh, David, please.
Of course you will, one day.
No, I won't. I haven't the talent, nor the staying power.
You're underestimating yourself.
I'm facing the truth. I always believe in facing the truth.
Mm. We all say that, until we have to. It's too painful, you see. Oh, come on. You're too young to be serious.
I'm sorry. You've been there before, then?
Hmm?
Where we're going to stay?
No. Never.
Anonymity. Is that what you're after?
What?
Well, you're a well-known author. You enjoy your privacy.
Hmm. Something like that.
It sounds very romantic.
Yes. Privacy is. Yes.
It's small. It's not how I imagined it somehow.
Well, it's clean. Quiet.
That's all that worries you, isn't it? Are you ashamed of me?
Well, no, of course not. What a thing to say.
Then why couldn't we have a weekend in a proper hotel?
Now, look. Does it really make all that difference? Because, I mean, if it does...
It just makes it more romantic, that's all. Soft lights, champagne, white carpets, perhaps a little caviar.
What? Life isn't like that, sweetie. And that's the image painted for you in cheap novels and women's magazines. I thought you'd grown out of that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Suddenly it's all become so sordid.
What has?
Our affair. Us. Weekend in Paris. More like a dirty weekend in Brighton.
Oh, for God's sake! I'll tell you what. I'll take you to one of the smartest restaurants in Paris. You can choose what you like on the menu. You'll have all the waiters in the place flocking around you. Now, how would you like that, eh?
Sounds all right.
Well, then, cheer up. I don't think you'll find the weekend disappointing at all.
I'm absolutely full. I've never had a meal like that before in my life. It was marvellous, David. I must have put on pounds.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It must have cost the earth.
Enough?
You must be terribly rich.
No, not really.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, nothing. I imagined all authors were rich.
You really will have to stop reading those magazines, Celia. I mean, in the main, authors are notoriously poor. They either can't sell their work, or if they do, the tax man takes more than half the proceeds and raging inflation nibbles away at the rest. I'm comfortably off, but not rich. Well, I don't belong to the big international hotel set, if that's what you thought.
No, I didn't realise that.
I've disappointed you again.
No, of course not. It's just that my sister married well. Bernard, that's her husband, he's in the city, terribly rich, buys and sells things, I don't understand it all, but they have a beautiful riverside house in Chelsea, and whenever they go away, they always stay in the best places. I'd like to have told them that I did the same.
I see. Your coffee's getting cold.
I don't want any more, thank you.
You're thinking it's been a wasted journey, aren't you?
I think we'd better get back. I'm tired.
Celia. But your hands are shaking. Is anything the matter? Are you warm enough?
Yes, thank you.
The bed's comfortable, isn't it?
Yes.
Don't you think we should get closer? Oh, that's better. You're very beautiful, Celia. Aren't you? Lovely hair, figure, smooth skin. Such smooth skin.
Please.
What's the matter now?
I'm tired, David. I want to be left alone.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'd like to go to sleep.
What do you think I brought you here for? To bloody well sleep? I mean, is that what you think, is it? You bitch. You damn bitch.
You don't understand.
Understand? I understand, all right. You pick me up at Sheila's place. You leave me on.
I picked you up.
What else would you call it? Standing by the fireplace, stripping me up and down, stripping me naked like a man strips a woman? I give you credit as an actress, my girl. Well, you'll make a star one day. Well, there's no doubt about that. Well, these last few days, you've played the innocent quite convincingly. We all know what type you really are. If you don't mind going to bed with any man as long as he has a healthy bank balance, do you? Listen to you. A 22-year-old mature woman. You're acting like a child.
I'm not. I'm not 22.
What?
I'll be 18 in 2 weeks' time.
It's not true.
It is.
But you told me you were 22.
I know.
But I mean, you look 22.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You have made a fool out of me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're sorry? Well, I'm glad about that. No one's ever done that before. Made me look an idiot. Especially someone... Now, wait a minute.
Have you ever been to bed with a man?
No.
You've never made love?
No.
Well, then why? In heaven's name, why me? With curiosity, adventure, what?
Those things, yes. I was attracted to you. There has to be a first time.
So you choose a man of 42 for a trial run, eh? Not some pimple-faced youth fumbling about in the back seat of the cinema, but a wealthy, or so you think. A wealthy novelist who's experienced in such matters. What a nasty, selfish little bitch you are.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's it, is it?
What?
Sorry. Just say sorry, and it's all like it was before. Just say sorry, and David Belcourt will disappear in a whiff of smoke in a fit of embarrassment.
I don't know what else to say.
You led me on.
I know,
Not because of any affection. I mean, you managed to keep me at bay for 3 days very skillfully for a girl of your age. But because you wanted to marry good like your sister. Isn't that the truth?
No.
Maybe the marriage would last 6 months, a year, then a divorce, a settlement. Not yet 20, and a nice bank balance. Still, you could console yourself with the thought that you'd made a man passing through middle age very happy. Oh, God, how I loathe you. Well, I'm going to teach you a lesson.
Please, David.
I don't think you can retreat now. Get out of your obligation now.
Stay away, please.
I'm going to teach you a lesson you won't forget, you nasty little bitch. And if you scream, if you try and scream, I'll choke the life out of you.
No.
Come on.
No, please give away.
Well, you're quite strong, aren't you?
No, please, no. I didn't mean it, David. I didn't mean it. Leave me alone. No.
That's all right. Go on. No. Go on, fight, you bitch. Fight. Fight.
No.
Fight.
Please.
Fight. Celia? Celia? Are you all right? Celia? Wake up. She's ill. I must get a doctor. No. Now think a minute, David. Think. If a doctor comes, there'll be questions. People will know. Keep calm. Now just keep calm. Now what's the time? 4 o'clock. It'll be light soon. I must get out of here. Pack my things together and get out of here. I didn't sign the register, so that's all right. Yes. Pack. Celia? Oh, my God. Why? The bruising on her throat. I did that. It was me. Oh, God. Heart. That's probably what it was. Heart failure. The shock, and our heart gave in. I must pack. Get out of here. Hurry, David. But don't panic. Whatever you do, don't panic. Now, get dressed. Hurry. Hurry. Don't look at me, Celia. Please, don't look at me like that. There. Now I can't see you. Trousers. Shirt. Where's my damn shirt? Now, come on, come on. I'll get a plane back this morning. I won't wait for the flight I've booked. I'll tell Sheila we didn't actually go. I'll say she cried off at the last moment. Now, that's something else I must do. Take her things with me. Then the police won't know who she is, and I'll destroy them when I get back. I wondered if she told her sister about me. God, I hope not. Handbag. I'll put it in my case. Now, that's it. Her clothes. Let's see if there are any tags. Any identification. No. Nothing. Good. That's it, then. I shall be all right. After I get out of this place. Just so long as I don't panic. I'm safe. I really think I'm safe. This coffee's good. I love these street cafes. Now, what's the time? 8 o'clock. Oh, please, God, I hope I can get a seat on the plane this morning before they find her. I must go. Oh, nearly forgot. Better pay for the coffee and croissant. Oh, my God. Where is it? David, control yourself. You'll find it. Now, your jacket pocket. Perhaps you put it... No. No, it's not there. It's got the plane tickets in there. My bank card. I left it in the room. Under the pillow on the bed. My wallet! My wallet!